Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, with Halacha Vav, the new Mishnah. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Zov Shera Keri. A Zov, someone who experienced an emission which brings him to Tumah Ziva, and he also saw Keri. This Mishnah is going back on the Mishnah before, where we learned about Takanas Ezra, that he was Mesaken Tefillah for anyone who is a Bal Keri who wants to daven or learn Torah. Our Mishnah here discusses when a person is a Bal Keri, but at the same time, he also has another Tumah. And his going to the mikveh for a Bal Keri will not help to remove the other Tumah. And the question of our Mishnah is, should he go to the mikveh just to remove the Tumah Keri, which is prohibiting him to learn Torah and to daven? Or not. So the Mishnah discusses three cases. So the first case in the Mishnah is Zov Shera Keri. Let us see the Charedim. Says the Charedim, Divrei HaMasechta Zov Shera Keri, Afal Pi Shetame Tumas Shiva Mishum Ziva. We're speaking about here someone who saw Zivas two times. And there the halacha is that he has to have Zayin Yemei Sfira, he has to have Zayin Nekiyim, 7 days where he sees no more Zivas, and then he goes to the mikveh. So Ve'ein Tefillah Zu, this tefillah that he's going to take for Keri, it's not going to be Matar Rasa, it's not going to be Matar him on his state of being a Zov. Afilo Hachi Tzarech Tefillah L'Divrei Torah K'Takanas Ezra Mishum Keri. The Tanakh Hamashita is going to be that he requires Tefillah for Divrei Torah based on Takanas Ezra because of Keri. And so we go to the second case in the Mishnah. V'nido Shepolto Shichva Zera, or a Nido who emitted semen. And here the Charedim ends off and says, V'chein nida imbo'o lispal yudches. She wants the daven shmoyne esrei. And now she has Keri, Tumas Keri, because she was poletas. She emitted this shichva zera, the semen. And it is speaking about, as the Charedim says, in the Charedim Divrei HaMasechel, Nida Shepolto Hatashmish Hashamsha Esmo Koidim Sharasa. In other words, she had relations with her husband before she became a Nida. Then she became a Nida. And then she was poilet that Shichva Zera. Now, really, she has a Tumas Keri because of Tashmish itself. And that's, in fact, the third case in the Mishnah. V'hamishamesh es sharos anida. A woman who had relations with her husband, so she has Tumas Keri, and then she became a Nida. This case is different. This is Nida Shapolta Shichva Zera. And the Mephorshim explain that she, as we explained from the Charedim, was first Mishameshes with her husband, but on that Tashmesh, she went to the mikveh. So she removed the Tumas Keri of Tashmesh itself. Then she became a Nida, and then she was Polta Shichva Zera. So on the original Tashmesh, she went to the mikveh. Now, what's significant about this, and it's going to turn up in the Gemara, is that in the first two cases of the Mishnah, the Tumah Chamura is first, and the Tumah Kala of Keri is second. The first case in the Mishnah is the Tumah of Zivus, when the Zav saw two times, and he has to have the 7 days of not seeing. So there, the Tumah Chamura of Zavus comes first, and then Ra Keri, he saw Keri, which is the lesser Tumah. That's a Tumah for which he can go to the mikveh the same night after he had Keri. He doesn't have the 7 days, so it's a Tumah Kala. So here the Zavus is the Tumah Chamura came first, and then the Keri, the easier Tumah, came second. V'nida, the Nida, as we explained, who had Tashmish with her husband and had gone to the mikveh to remove that Tumah, then she became a Nida, Tumah Chamura. She has to, she's Tommy for 7 days. And then Palter Shechva Zera, then she had the Tumakala of Palter Shechva Zera. On this, Rashi says in Divrei Maaskal, Polta Shechva Zera, Harehi Kabal Keri. So the fact that she emitted Shechva Zera, that also makes her as a Balkeri. Einachanami, on the original Tashmish itself, she had gone to the mikveh. That removed that Tumah. But now, after she became a Nida, she emitted Shechva Zera. That itself makes her into a Baal Keri. Where do we find a precedent for this? So Rashi explains, Kedashchan b'Sinai, as we find at Har Sinai, Shloish Shamim, Hashem said for 3 days before Kabbalah Satara, Al Tikshu Elisha, don't go near your wives. Lefi sheshichva zera mitama plitosa kol shloisha. For 3 days, the semen that comes out after Tashmish is mitame. After 3 days, it has already become spoiled in her guf. It can no longer become a viable child from that zera. It's masriach. The ein roy oid lazria liois vlad noitzer menu. No longer will it have the capacity to have a child born from that zera. So for 3 days, there is a tuma. And that's why the Mishnah says, Nida Shapolta Shechvazera, we see from Har Sinai that for the first 3 days after Tashmish, it is Metame. That's why Klal Yisrael was not allowed to have Tashmish 3 days before Kabbalah Satara. Because if they would have within the 3 days Tashmish, that would cause them to be Tame because of the Plita of the Shechvazera, which will still be viable within the first 3 days. So the first two cases of our Mishnah we have where the Tumah Chamura is first and then the Tumah of Keri is second, the Tumah Kala. The third case of the Mishnah is Hamishamesh, as she is considered like a Balkeri because of the Tashmish itself. Sharos Anida, then she became Anida. So now in this case, the Tumah Kala, she did not go to the mikveh for the Tashmish. So she remains like a Balkeri, and then she became Anita, the Tumah Chamura. So what is the halacha in all of these three cases? There's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama holds Tzrich and Tefillah, that even though this Tefillah of Balkeri in each of the three cases will not remove the Tumah Chamura of Zov or of Nida or of Mishamesha Sharasa Nida, Afal Pikain, the Tanakhama holds that since the tefillah will help on the carry, the Takonas Ezra remains, and the person is mechuyev to go to the mikveh in order to learn, or in the case of Anita, in order to daven Shmoina Esrei, even though it will not remove the Tumah Chamura. However, Rabbi Yehuda paters, and he says that since it's not going to take away the Tumah Chamura, therefore the Balkeri is not obligated, Takanas Ezra did not obligate the Balkeri to go to the mikveh before learning Torah or davening, because there was no chiv to go to the mikveh if the Tumah Chamura remains. The exact Hesber in Rabbi Yehuda we're going to see now in the Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, let us look in the Charedim, because the Charedim quotes the Gemara in the Bavli Brachas of Chav Vav Amid Aleph that has a question on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Charedim tells us that our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi is asking the same question as the Bavli there in Chav Vav Amid Aleph in Brachas. And it gives the same teretz, but it does it in a very concise manner, bekitzer. So let us see how the Bavli mentions the question and answer in more arichas. Says the Charedim, Divrei Maaskal ad Kedoin, ad Rabbi Yehuda de Potter Boy. The Gemara is now going to ask a question in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, who potters a Zov, who is a Balkeri. Ipater gam akeri shara zohiv. Does Rabbi Yehuda also pater if the person was first a balkeri and then he became a zohiv? In the Mishnah, we just see zov shara keri, that he had the tumah hamura of zavus first and then he became a balkeri. What about the opposite? Vizel shayin habavli chavov amid aleph iboilu. The Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Bal keri shara ziva mahu. What happens if it's reverse, where the tumah kala is first and then the tumah chamura? Ki pater Rabbi Yehuda hasam bezov shara keri demikara lav bar tefilahu. When did Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of our Mishnah, say zov shara keri is pater? That's because the mikveh that he would go to, the tefillah he would take, would do nothing for him being a zov, because that he has to wait till the end of the 7 days to make sure that he doesn't have another riya of ziva. So where this tefillah going to the mikveh balkeri will not do anything for his state of being a zov. Avol balkeri shara ziva demikara bar tefillahu, maybe mechayev. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if he was first a balkeri, and at that time he was not yet a zov, and at that time, had he gone to the mikveh, it would have totally removed his tumas keri. So maybe even if later he became a zov, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakhama that he's chayv. Oidil Maloishna, or maybe there is no difference. Toshima, so the Bavli brings a proof from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The last case in the Mishnah is Hamishameshes, a woman who had relations with her husband. And then Sharos Anida, she became Anida, Tzrichen Tfila. So the Tanakhama says that if she wants the daven Shemayna Esrei, she has to go to the mikveh for the tumas keri that she has, even though that's not going to take away the tumah of Nida. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, and in that case, Rabbi Yehuda Poiters. And what is the case of Mishameshes, Veros Anida, that Vamishameshes, Sharos Anida, Kibal Keri, Sharos Zivadamya? That's where the tumah kala precedes the tumah chamura. The Tashmish came before the Nidus. Vikapatale Rabbi Yehuda, and even in that case where the Tumah Kala is first, Rabbi Yehuda says now that she's also a Nida, and the mikveh is not going to help for Nida, so then there is no Chiv to go to the mikveh for Keri either, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Amina. So we have a proof to our Shaila. Our Shaila was, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold by Balkeri who became a Zov? The answer is, that's identical to Mishameshes Sharos Anida, where the Tumah Kala came first, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says it's Potter, so it's a proof. Upirish Rashi, Lav Bar Tefilahu, what does it mean that when the person is a Zov first, and then he became a Balkeri, he's not a Bar Tefilah? L'divrei Torah. In other words, the Tefilah that he's going to go to the mikveh doesn't, it's not Negeya Divrei Torah, because a Zov is not usher in Divrei Torah. As we've learned previously, it's only a Balkeri who's usher in Divrei Torah because of his lightheadedness, his frivolous actions that brought him to become a Balkeri. That's the person who didn't learn Be'ema, Be'ir, Be'reses of Isaiah. That's the person who, Ezra said, has to go to the mikveh for learning Torah, but that doesn't apply to Azov. Even though he has a harder Tumah, the Zov, but he's not Osir in Divrei Torah, and a Balkeri is Osir in Divrei Torah. V'su loy osi keri umatzrichle. Since he was a Zov first, and only later he became a Balkeri, and when he was a Zov, which was the Tumah Chamura, he was not Osir in Divrei Torah. So now the status of being a Balkeri cannot be mechayiv him to go to the mikveh. That's why Rabbi Yehuda patered Zov Shara Keri. But perhaps Keri Shara Ziva is different, as we'll see in the Gemara further. Now let's see it inside in the Yerushalmi. Ad kedoin zov shara keri. We only see in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda patered a zov who then became a keri. As we turn to daf mem beis amud aleph, now the Gemara asks vafilu, and the gears of the charedim is bal keri shara zov. Does Rabbi Yehuda say he's patered from going to the mikveh for divrei Torah, even a person who was first a bal keri and then be saw zivus? The next four words, the charedim, is not gairus. Shmoyel Hu Shehu Taivo. And then the Charedim says, we go further, and here comes the Teretz. The Kasha was, that was the Bavli's Kasha as well, Daz Rabbi Yehuda Pater, when the Keri became before the Zavos, and the answer is, Nishmana Manado, let's bring a proof from the third case of the Mishnah, which is, Hamish Hamesh Sharosa Nida Tzricha Tfila, a woman who attached with her husband, and she has a halacha of being a balkeri, and for davening she would have to go to the mikveh to remove her status of balkeri, but then she became a nida, and she had not yet gone to the mikveh. The halacha is tzricha tefila, she needs tefila, according to the Tanakama, to remove her status of a Baal Keri for Divrei Torah, Takanas Ezra, that's the sheet of the Tanakama. But in this case, even in this case, Rabbi Yehuda, Poit Rabbi Yehuda says, even though the Tumakala came first, and the Tvila would have helped on that, had she gone to the mikveh to remove that Tumakala. But she didn't go to the mikveh, and she became a Tumachamura of Nidus, and on this the tefillah now will not help, so there was no chiv of Ezra for her to go to the mikveh now that she has on her a Tumachamura, and we're poishet the shayla. It doesn't matter whether the Tumachamura is first and then the Tumakala, like Zov Shiro Keri, or the opposite, like Mishamesha Shiro Sanida, or the case of Balkeri Shiro Ziva, where the Tumakala comes first. In all cases, Tanakama is Mechayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda is Poiter. In the next piece of Gemara, the Charedim has a slightly different girsa than what we have in our Gemara. And as we go through the Gemara, we will pick up on the Charedim's girsa. In the third line of the Charedim, Hachi Garsinan, he tells us exactly what his girsa is, but he says, as a hagdama to this inyan that we're going to learn now, he says that from here till the end of this amid is a second version of the shaila and tshuva in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda pater not only zov shara keri, but even keri shara ziva, which was the shaila of the Bavli in Dav Chavov? And beginning on Amud Beis, Mem Beis Amud Beis, with the words Ad Kedoin, is a third version of this Shaila. And the Charedim says that He Atzma HaShaila V'Atshuva Atzma B'Loshin Shlishi. This is a third version. And he says that the second version, he says, Vehi HaShaila V'Atshuva Atzma B'Loshna Cheres Derech Arucha. The first version that we had of the Shaila, as we mentioned before, was B'Derech Kitzer. The second one, and so too the third one, and certainly the second one, is Arucha. It is saying the same Shaila and Tshuva over in a lengthier manner, and the Charedim shows precedent where we find many times in the Bavli that the exact same inyan will be repeated, but in a different version, not because there's any nafkemina lahalacha, but rather the Gemara found it appropriate to repeat exactly each version as the Gemara had a Kabbalah, what the version was, that we should have a record of exactly how it was stated. But l'halach l'mais, there is no nafkemina. So now let us learn the second version of the Shaila and Tshuva inside, and we will amend it with the Charedim, and as we learn the Gemara, we will refer to the Charedim to get a clearer understanding in the Gemara, the way the Charedim learns. So now we're on the third line, the last word at the end of the line. Ma tam de Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? It says the Charedim in the eighth wide line of the Charedim. Ma tam de Rabbi Yehuda. De pater bezov shara keri. What is the reason? Why did Rabbi Yehuda pater by zov shara keri? Back to the Gemara. Is it mishem or the girsa of the Chareinim is mishum ma moyelhu shehu toivel. Is it because what will it accomplish if he's toivel? Let's see the Chareinim inside. Divrei Maschil mishum ma moyel kloimer de mitchila. What is the purpose of the tefillah if he's first a zav and then he saw keri? So even if he goes to the mikveh for the keri, it's not going to take off the tumah ziva. So Rabbi Yehuda patterned him, because what's the purpose of going to the mikveh? It's not going to accomplish complete tahara. And as Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the mikveh does not accomplish complete tahara, then there is no obligation to go to the mikveh. Back to the Gemara, and according to the girsa of the Charedim, not she'im, which is in parentheses, but oy, and we learned the word in bracket she'ein, oy is the reason she'ein shame. L'tumakala eitzel tumachamura. Or once you have a tumachamura, then the tumakala doesn't go into effect at all. The name and the essence of the tumakala pales into insignificance when it's confronted with the tumachamura. Is that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Let's see the Charedim inside. Oy she'ein shame tumakala the keri eitzel chamura deziva uki'ilu einoi bal keri chashvina lei. It's not like the first side of the chakira in Rabbi Yehuda, that ma moyel, if it's not going to be matard a person completely, what will this tumah and the keri accomplish? And that's why Rabbi Yehuda patur. But rather, if there is a tumah chamura in this person, then the tumah kala has no place to function in. If it's in the place of a tumah chamura, the Gemara now says, "My nafik mi b'neyon." What is the nafgemina between the two tzadim? The nafgemina is raw carry. Let's see the charedim. Ma nafik mi b'nein kloimer. Ma nafgus min shnei time elu. What is the difference if you say the reason of rebuke is ma moyel, or you say that there's no tumakala in the place of tumakamura mishani? The Gemara answers the ikka carry shara zoiv. Our Gemara says only raw carry. The charedim adds the ikka carry shara zoiv. That not that the zov was first, the tumachamura first, and then the tumakala of keri, but the opposite, the tumakala of keri was first, and then the tumachamura of zoif. The e time of mishum de ein shame la tumakala eitzel chamura. Gamata ain shame upater. If the reason why Zov Shara carry Rebutos Potter, because in the place of a tumachamura there is no place for a tumakala. It's like the tumakala is not chal on the tumachamura. So huadin, even if the tumakala came first, but once the tumachamura of ziva came, then the tumakala of keri dissipates and goes away. It has no place in the makam of the tumachamura. But ve'i taima mishum ma moyel. But if the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that you're potter from tefillah on the keri, which came after the ziva, if that's the reason, because it's not going to accomplish tahara for the person, and then there was no takanas ezra that the person should go tefillah if the tefillah can't be matar the person completely, ma moyel, what's it accomplishing? But in the case of keri and then ziva, harei hoya moyel, iyavetovel mikara. Here in this case, he became a bal keri first. Had he right away gone to the mikveh, the tefillah would have taken away the tumas keri. It would have been moyel. Memeil amachayiv barab Yehuda. Once there was a chiv already, alts the keri. So then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakama that if you're already chayiv in the keri, and at that time, if you would have gone to the mikveh, it would have been moiled, and even when the tumah chamura comes along, it does not remove the chayiv to go to the mikveh because of the keri. So this is the nafkemina between the two tzadim. So the Gemara says, according to the Charedim, Uposhet mi seifa diktani. Now here the Charedim puts in words which we don't have in the Gemara at all. But as we saw from the first version of this Shaila, the Raya, and that's how we see in the Bavli on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, that the Raya is from Mishameshes v'Ros Anida. Upashid mi seifa. Let's see the Charedim. Diktani hamishameshes Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. The ain tamer. If you're going to say the reason the Tama Peter bezov shiro keri mishum ma moyul harei kan moyul hu betchila kish shimsha v'hoyul loy lachayiv el al korchach. Let's go back to the Gemara. In tamer ma moyul. In other words, the Gemara at this point, according to the Charedim's Girsa, had brought in the end of the Mishnah, the third case of Mishameshes, and the Gemara is arguing, if you analyze the case of Mishameshes, and you say that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is because of Mamoyel, in Tamer Mamoyel Shehu Toivel, Moyel Hu. Here it is Moyel, because had he gone to the mikveh right away after... If the woman had gone to the mikveh for Mishameshes, which is also a Tumas Keri, the Tashmish itself, it would have been Moyel. She didn't go to the mikveh. And then she became a Nida. So once the Chiyuv is Chal on her, that she should have gone to the mikveh to take away the Tumas Keri, and yet she didn't do that, so that Chiyuv remains, and she should have been Mechuyev. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says she's Potter. So if the reason would have been because of Mamoyel in Rabbi Yehuda, that's why Zov Shiro Keri is Potter. Then in this case, by Mishameshes, Rabbi Yehuda should have said Chayev, and Rabbi Yehuda said Potter. So from here we see, Hevi Oimer, according to the Charedim, the less time Ela Mishum de Ein Shame. Upatroi nami bekeri shirazoiv. So the Charedim explains these words, havi less time a deloy, means we see from here, behechrach, we have been able to prove that there is no reason, only mishum she'ain shame l'tumakala etzel tumachamura. You cannot say the reason of Mamoyel, because here it would have been Moyel. So according to your reasoning by Zov Shiro Keri, Rabbi Yehuda should have been Mechayev by Keri Shiro Zov, because there it is Moyel, and yet he said it's Potter. So behechrach, havi less time a deloy, it's like two negatives. And it's what it's trying to say, it must be that the only reason is Mishum she'ein shame l'tumakala it's a tumachamura. Where there's a tumachamura, there is absolutely no tumakala, and then it doesn't make a difference whether it's Zov Shiro Keri, the tumachamura first and then the tumakala, or the opposite, the tumakala first and then the tumachamura. The tumakala is not chal at all, as the lashon of the Charedim is that it's as if the person himself, ki'ilu einai bal keri chashvin alei, he's not a bal keri. So it doesn't matter if the keri came first or the keri came second. Once there's tumaziva, it's as if he's not a bal keri at all. And mele, there's no chiv according to Rabbi Yehuda to go to the mikveh. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, potter, both by nida, shira, shapolta, shechvazera, or zov, shira, keri, where the tumachamura came first. And there's no difference to Mishameshes v'ra nida or Keri Shara Zov, where the Tumakala came first. In all cases, Rabbi Yehuda says that the person is Potter. And now we turn to Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we have the third version of the Shaila and Tshuva concerning Rabbi Yehuda who said Potter. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedoin Kishabos Lo Tumakala B'Soif. In the case of Zov Shiro Keri, where Yehuda Potters, we only see where the Tumakala came at the end. First, the person was a Zov, and then he became a Bakeri. The Gemara Shaila is, Afil Abol Lo Tumachamura B'Soif. Will Rabbi Yehuda Potter, even when he was a Bakeri first, and then he became a Zov, where the Tumachamura is at the end? And again, the Shaila of the Gemara, as we explained on Amud Aleph, is do we say it's because Mamoyel, and Mamoyel is only a Ptur when the Ziva was first and then the Keri, because once he became a Zov, the Mikveh would not help for the Ziva, even though it would help for the Keri. But if he became a Bal Keri first, it would be Moyel. Had he gone to the mikveh right then, it would have taken off the Keri status. So maybe there Rabbi Yehuda says it's Chayiv. Or do I say the reason is that in the place of Tumah Chamura, Tumah Kala has no place. It's as if he's not a Balkari. If he's not a Balkari, it makes no difference whether he became a Balkari first or he first became a Zov and then a Balkari. The Balkari goes away and there's no Chiv of Takonis Ezra whatsoever. That is the shaila of the Gemara, which Gemara in the third version doesn't express, but we saw it in the second version. So Gemara answers in the Shmina Min Adol. Let's bring a raya from the third case. If a woman had tashmish with her husband and then she became a nida, she needs tefillah according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda potters. Now here is a case where the tumakala of keri through tashmish comes first. It would have been moyel had she gone to the mikveh to take away the tumakala. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says that if she didn't go to the mikveh, and now she became a nida, she's potter. So we see, hadah amra, this teaches us, he hadah. We see that it makes no difference whether the tumah chamura of ziva came first and then the tumah kal of keri, or whether the tumah kal of keri came first and then the ziva. Each case is like the other, and in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds potter, because the main reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that a person is not considered a balkari when he has a tumah chamura of nidus or ziva upon him. It's as if he's no longer a balkari. And if he's not a balkari anymore, there's no inyan of takanas Ezra, because takanas Ezra was only made by a balkari. It was not made for zivus or nidus. They are not usur in divrei Torah. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds potter in either case. And the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is not because of ma moyel, because in this case, it would have been moyel to go to the mikveh after becoming a tumas keri. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says, potter. So we see that the reason is because there's no place for tumah kala in the place of tumah chamura. Hadran aloch misha mesu. We now begin the next perek, the fourth perek of Masechta Brachos, Tfilas HaShachar. Begins the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Until now, in Masechta Brachos, we have been dealing with Kriyishma. And now we are going to be discussing the halachas of Shmoyne Esrei. So the Mishnah says that Tfilas HaShachar, which is keneged the Tomid Shel Shachar, that one can say until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Arbo Shoyes. Rabbi Yehuda says that one can only say it until 4 hours of the day, which is a third of the day, says the Chorei. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. She came Tomid Shel Shachar Korv Ad Chatzos LeRabban Ul Rabbi Yehuda Ein Korv Ela Ad Arba Shois BaYoyim. Then the Haredim says Va'Ad Arba Shois Hainu Ad Soif Shor Revius. That's till the end of the fourth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shehu Shlish HaYoyim, which is a third of the day. Lefi Oyrich HaYomim VeKoytnon, depending whether it's in the summer where we have more daylight hours, or the winter when we have shorter hours. In other words, these are considered Shos Manios. These are Torah hours. They're not hours of 60 minutes, but rather in the summer, for example, where daylight, let us say, is 14 hours, then it'll come out that each hour is 70 minutes. In the winter, where daylight time is only 10 hours of the day, the rest of the day is dark night, so then the day hours, the shozmanias, will only be 50 minutes of duration. Whatever the Shaw's money is, we take a third of that daylight hour and the daylight hours, and that is the end of Zman of Shmoyne Esrei, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the summer, we have more time because the hours are longer. They consist of more minutes, and in the winter, the 4 hours, a third of the day, is shorter because each hour is of less duration. Continues the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Tfilas HaMincha is until nighttime. By the way, the Haredim points out, and he's quoting the Rav Bartanura, that in the first machlokas in the Mishnah, the halach in fact is like Rabbi Yehuda, that ad arba shois, that tefillas hashachar goes until the end of the fourth hour. Concerning mincha, it's ad erev, which the Haredim says means ad shetechshach, until it becomes dark. That is the shita of the Chachamim. Again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plag ha-mincha, until half of the mincha time. Concerning mincha, we have mincha gedoyla and mincha ketana. Mincha gedoyla means the mincha where a large portion of the day remains, because we could bring the mincha, which is keneged, the tamid shel bein harbayim, was able to be brought at 6.5 hours of the day. So there is still a large portion of the day remaining. That's why it's called mincha gedoyla. But the ikur chiyuv of tamid shel bein harbayim, in order to let other korbanos to be brought, because once the tamid shel bein harbayim is brought, we're not allowed to bring any other korban. So the tamid shel bein harbayim, the ikur hakrova was at mincha ketana time, where there was only a small portion of the day remaining, because that was at 9.5 hours of the day, with 2.5 hours of the day remaining. So one was able to bring it 9.5 hours until plag ha-mincha. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds, that the latest time it could be brought was half of the mincha ketana. So if there's 2.5 hours to the duration of mincha ketana until night, then plag ha-mincha is 1.25 hours, which means until the end of 10.75 hours of the day. That's the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. So the Rabbanan say you can go with mincha till nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only go until the end of plag ha-mincha, which is 1.25 hours before night. Now, the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe bring down, how are we noyig? Are we noyig, is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, or is the halacha like the Chachamim? And on this, the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, that a person can choose, he could do either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan. Now, let us see the Pnei Moshe inside, Divrei Amaschil Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev, which is at the end of the third line of the Pnei Moshe in his Pirush on this new Perek, Tfilas HaShachar. Says the Pnei Moshe, Shekein Tomet Shel Bein Arbaim Kor V'Halech Ad Erev, according to the Rabbanan. V'Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Shekor V'Halech Ad Plag HaMincha, that it only goes until Plag HaMincha. U'Plag HaMincha, he Shaw Revia, 1.25 hours, Koyedem Alayla, B'mnei Zman HaMincha K'tana Maschel Mi'Tisha Shaw Sumechza, it starts from 9.5 hours, Shehem Shtei Shaw Sumechza Koyedem Alayla, 2.5 hours before it becomes dark. Now, Psak Halacha Bazeh, David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid. The Psak Halacha in the Gemara is that you could choose either like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. They weren't Kaveh at Halacha exactly like the Chachamim, always like the Chachamim, or always like Rabbi Yehuda. You could choose. What does that mean, you could choose? Does that mean every day you could choose another thing? If you want to daven mincha late until night, Yase, do it. If you want to do like Rabbi Yehuda 1.25 hours before it becomes dark, you could do that also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from then on, after the end of plag ha-mincha, half of mincha ketana, which is 1.25 hours, from 10.75 hours of the day, you're allowed to daven marav. Ubilvad shaloyase pam kach upam kach. As long as you don't do sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda and sometimes like Rabbanan. Ela la'olam yase kechad menayah. You always have to do like one of them. Sheim oitzik Rabbanan mispal mincha ad alayla shuv eino yochel ispal arvis miplaga mincha ulamal. If you're noig like the Rabbanan and you're davening mincha late till it gets dark, then you are not allowed to daven mariv early. Take the kula of Rabbi Yehuda to daven mariv early from plaga mincha. Vim oitzik div Rabbi Yehuda mispal arvis miplaga mincha ulamal. And if you take the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and you're makel to daven mariv early from plaga mincha, then mincha, then you have to stop davening mincha at plag ha-mincha. You can't daven mincha after plag ha-mincha. You can't have it both ways. And the Haredim, and it tells us the same thing as the Pnei Moshe, that you have to choose a derech either like the Chachamim, or you have to choose like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, says the Haredim, four lines before it gets wide. Umino anan de nahigin letzuya mincha erev, according to our minig, the Charedim says where we daven mincha until it gets dark. Su les lon letzuya shel arvis, we cannot daven marv ad tispane yoimik rabban, until the day goes away like the rabban. Yes, we have the kula that we can daven mincha late, but we can't have the kula of davening marv early, because that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. It'll be a tart to the sasri. You can't go like the Rabbi Yehuda and like the rabbanan. And you can't even choose one day or the other. You have to consistently either go like Rabbi Yehuda, or you have to go like the Rabbanan. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel and Aruch Chaim Sif Aleph, we find that the Mechaber and the Ramah agree with what we learned here in the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, that a person has to choose either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan, and he can't do one day like Rabbi Yehuda and the other day like the Rabbanan. However, the Mechaber tells us that b'shas hadchak, he is allowed to deviate from his regular pattern. Explains the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Ratzel Leimer, da'afim darkei tamid lispal mincha acher plag. Let's say his minig is always to daven mincha after plag, like the Rabbanan. He goes till night. Mikol makom yochel hispal tfilis arvis, gam kein bizman hazeh. But if he's in a shas hadchak, he's allowed to daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. Normally, he would not be allowed to daven Maariv until nighttime. In a Shas HaTchak, he's allowed to. Umikol Mokam, Ein Lahakol Bezeh, Rak, Imal Kolponim, Be'oysa Yoim, Hispal Mincha Kaidim Plag. If he's going to one day deviate from his regular custom, and he's today going to go like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Maariv after plug, then he has to make sure that on that day he doesn't daven mincha after plug. He has to daven mincha koidem plug. Avalim ba'oysa yoim gufa. In that very day where he wants to daven Maariv after plug, Hispal al mincha acher plag shuv osur loy lispal arvus kaidem alayla da havi tarti the sasri ba'oysa yom gufa. This is a worse tarti the sasri. It's not that one day he's like Rabbi Yehuda and the next day like the Rabbanan, which would also be a tarti the sasri. But here in the very same day he soyser himself, because in the period after plag a mincha he's davening both mincha and maariv. According to the Rabbanan, you can't daven Maariv until night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. And here, after Plag HaMincha, before night, he's davening both Mincha and Maariv. So he's, on one hand, like Rabbi Yehuda, and on the other hand, like the Rabbanan, he's soyser himself at the same day, in the same period. So that he's not allowed to do. So even if b'shas hadchak we permit him to deviate from his regular daily pattern of either davening like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan, but he cannot make a tart to the sasri in the very same day. However, there's one exception. V'cholze mispal b'yichidi, that's only if he's davening by himself. Avol tzibur she'ispal l'mincha, u'kishayelchul beisam yeh toirich l'kapsam she'enish l'tfilis ha'erev. But by a tzibur, that daven mincha, let us say, after plag ha'mincha, and now they're going to go home, and if they're going to have to wait till it's dark, it's going to be very difficult to gather them all together for tfilis ha'erev. V'yizbatel tfilis ha'tzibur l'gam, and they won't have a minion for Maariv, and there won't be Tfilah B'tzibur. He kilu achroinim shem mutter lispal arvis samach lemincha. Then the achroinim were makel in such a case to dav mincha Maariv together, even though it would come out to be a tart to the sasri. That's the only case where they were makel. But for a yochid himself, L'chatchila, he always has to daven consistently, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan. And even if one day, because of a shas hadchak, he has to deviate from his regular kviyas, but he has to make sure that he doesn't make a tart to the sasri by davening according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan at the same time, tfilas mincha and tfilas arvis. Continues the Mishnah. Tfila so erev ain lo keva. Tfila of Maariv has no set time, says the Charedim. Zmana kol alayla. He can daven Maariv a whole night. I, says the Quran, so why didn't the Mishnah say Tfilas Arvis Kol Halayla? Because in this Lashon of Ein Lakeva, Kedei Lichlo B'Lashon Zed, the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, to include in this Lashon that Tfilas Arvis is not a Kfiyistik thing. It's not a set thing like Shachris or Mincha, but rather it's a Rishus. Kach Pirshu B'Bavli, the Gemara in Brachis, Tavchav Zayin Amid Beis, and the Bavli explains it this way, V'chein Paschua Poiskim, and so we find in the Rambam and the Rosh that they said that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, but V'kosu Umiyu Ha'idna Kvarkva U Yisrael Chayva, even though Be'etzem Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, however, Klal Yisrael has accepted it upon themselves, and today Marv is considered a Chayva just like Shachris and Mincha. Concludes the Mishnah, V'shal Musafim Kol Hayom, that Musaf can be davened a whole day, as the Charedim explains, mina boiker, from the morning. Even at the time of Shacharis, that would also be a time for Tfilas Musaf. Miu yesh lahagdim shal shacharim neshi tadira. Since Shacharis one davens every day, and Musaf one only davens on Shabbos or Rish Chodesh or Yontiv on a special occasion, so the one that is more common is Shacharis, and we have a rule, tadar v'sheina tadar tadar kaitim, that whatever is more usual, that comes first. So Shacharis has to come before Musaf. But b'dieved im higdim shal Musaf, if he daven Musaf before Shacharis, yotza. Kach kosav Rashba. This is the psak of the Rashba. And then the Charedim explains something that we don't even have in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shoyes. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a whole day, it's only until the end of the seventh hour. In the Mishnayis, we have this in parentheses, and Bamis the Toisus Yontiv tells us that Toisus is not goyris these words in the Mishnah, and it's only, says the Toisus Yontiv, a brisa, and Rebbe did not learn it as part of the Mishnah, because he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. In the first halacha of Tfilas HaShachar Ad Arba Shoyes, Rebbe, in fact, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. As we paskin, the psak halacha is that Tfilas HaShachar is only until Arba Shoyes. But here at the end of the Mishnah concerning Musaf, that it should only be at Sheva Shoyes, Rebbe didn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't even bring it. It's only brought in a brisa. And in our Mishnahs, we find it in parentheses. However, the Charedim has it apparently as part of the Mishnah here in Yerushalmi. And he comments, V'halacha kechachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. Miu. Even according to the chachamim, where Tfilas Musaf is a whole day from the beginning of the day until nighttime. Miu iichar misheva nikra pesheya kach pasku b'bavli. Even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Rabbanan, that Tfilas Musaf is a whole day. But the mice of a person was so lazy and he didn't take the opportunity to daven Musaf before Sheva Shoyes, he's considered a posheya, that he is not fulfilling properly the halacha that's incumbent upon him to daven Musaf with Zrizis earlier, and he procrastinated until after Sheva Shoyes, he's considered a posheya. Begins the Gemara. The Gemara here wants to show that tefillah is a service of Hashem in one's heart. Avodah b'lev. Begins the Gemara, tefillah hashachar at chatzos. We learned in the Mishnah, tefillah hashachar until chatzos. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, la'avos Hashem alikeichem, that you should love Hashem, ulo'avdeh, you should serve Him. B'chol levavchem, with your whole heart. B'chol nafshchem, with your whole soul. V'chiyesh avodah b'lev. Is there such a thing as serving Hashem in your heart? B'pashtus avoid is in the base of Mikdash with korbanos. The Gemara says yes. Ve'ezu zutfilah. Yes, there is an avoid to believe, and that is davening. V'cheinu oimer, and so we find a pasuk in Daniel, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and the king said to him, hoping that Daniel would survive somehow, he said to Daniel, Daryavish HaMelech said to him, Elokoch di anpachle, your Hashem who you serve, b'tadira constantly, hu yishezvinoch, he should help you, he should save you, v'chiyesh pulchem b'bovel. Here we have again the word, pulach And Palach means serving. Is there service in Bavel? There's only service in the Beis HaMikdash with Korbanos. So we see the same thing. Ve'ezu, what avoida is there that could be done even in Bavel? Zu tefillah, that's what Daniel was doing when he used to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was doing avoida in Bavel through tefillah. Yachal continues the Gemara, Yemis, Baal, Shlosh, and Ka'achas. Perhaps the three tefillos of Shachris, Mincha, Marv, perhaps they can be done consecutively, one after the other. Pirish B'Daniel, we find in Daniel concerning tefillah, Vizimnin Tlosa, three times B'Yom in the day, Hu Berich Al-Barkoi. He used to bend down, he fell down on his knees, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see, since it says three times, it's mashma, that it was not one after the other, but it was three separate periods of the day. The other lessons of tefillah that we learned from Daniel, we will, Amir Tz Hashem, see in our next shiur.